Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. There are many things that can keep us from happiness. Mine is delayed gratification, or someday I'll. I remember when I first started working and seeing clients over 20 years ago, there was a financial planner who had contacted me and told me that if I saved my money and invested it wisely, that when I would retire 30 to 40 years in the future, I would have enough money that I wouldn't have to worry about working anymore. I wasn't necessarily planning on retiring, but I did like the idea of financial freedom. So I remember starting to think about ways I could save money, put it into an investment plan, so that someday I could have all the time and freedom and money that I needed to sustain myself and my family, and I wouldn't need to work anymore. I could work, but I wouldn't have to. And I spent a lot of time thinking about that. And because I'm pretty good at delayed gratification and putting things off for the future, after finishing high school, after all, I had gone straight through 14 years of schooling, 2 masters, a PhD, and 2 postdocs before I even started working full-time in private practice. So I was pretty good about waiting for the future. But unfortunately, I was too good at it. In the process of now waiting for retirement, I wasn't living fully and as much as I should. I'm so thankful that I was able to learn this lesson at a younger age and haven't missed out on the past 20 years. But I did need to learn it. I needed to learn how to live now and plan for the future. And today I want to talk about a very easy way to do this for all of us. How do we live now and plan for the future? It's really one of the key factors of living a happy life. Because if we're always planning for the future, as my tendencies tend to be, then we're not living in the now. And living in the now, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, creates a beautiful life so that when we look back on our lives, we can say, yes, we're enjoying our retirement age and we enjoyed the journey of getting there. Now I, like you, may have a ways to go before we retire, but we don't want to miss out on living now. So let's talk about how do we do that? What's the key factor of living in the now and really enjoying the journey of life? And here's something I think you're going to find really helpful. What we do is, every day, we make sure that it's a special day. A day that we can look back on when we put our head down at the end of the day and say, if I don't wake up tomorrow morning, that was a good day. Because we really don't know if we're going to wake up tomorrow morning. So it's important each day, of course we may not be able to do it all day long, but each day to make sure there are special things in our day, things that make that day, each day, today, a beautiful day. It's not that we don't plan for the future, but we make sure that if today is our last day, it's a good day. It's not that we're going to chuck everything that we invest in and go live a crazy day and then have to deal with the mess tomorrow. That's not what I'm talking about. But what we are exploring here is making sure that every day is a day worth living, that we're not too much waiting for someday I'll live fully. I see that so often in so many people all around the world, waiting for that day in the future when they'll begin living. And it's very simple to do this. All we need to do is at the beginning of the day and throughout the day, say, how do I make this a beautiful day? Or have moments throughout the day that are truly wonderful, that make this day, when it ends, a very rich, full day. And I'll go ahead and start using some of my own examples here, and then we'll explore together some things that you may do. And mind you, this does change for me. What I'm doing now may be completely different 6 months, a year from now. But right now, the things I do pretty much every day that give me pleasure and put a smile on my face so that when I do put my head down at the end of the day, I say, this was a good day. For me, my family is very important. So every day, I connect with my wife and throughout the day and check in with her and make sure that we're connected and having a beautiful day together. And with my children, I get the opportunity of taking them to school every day, which I really enjoy. And in my daughter's class, parents are allowed to stay for 15 minutes and read to the kids, which is a special time for my daughter and I. And I schedule my day such that when I go to work, I work a little later so that on my way to work, I stop in Laguna Beach and I go for a walk along the beach. Laguna Beach is one of the most beautiful places in the world, and I really enjoy watching the waves and the ocean every day. Now, there are many other things that I do throughout my day. As you know, I really enjoy meditating, so I meditate twice a day, in the morning when I first get up, and again in the evening when I go to bed. My eating habits are a little unusual in that I eat raw until evening time, meaning that I don't eat anything cooked until evening time. So when I have my morning juice and my afternoon salad, I actually really enjoy them and just spend time eating slowly and enjoying my food. There are many things I like doing throughout the day. For example, when I get breaks at work, I go for walks. On the weekend, we do a lot of family things together and go on outings. We do vacations pretty often and things like that. Now again, this may change in a day. This may change in a few weeks and then I'll readjust. And my schedule has readjusted many, many times throughout my life and it will continue to. But when it readjusts, I just find new things to readjust to. For example, someday I won't be taking my kids to school. They'll be off in college or working on their own. And then I'll be doing other things instead of that. But it's just making sure that every day is special. I like being outside. Perhaps you do. Get outdoors every day if that works for you. It really is something wonderful for almost all of us. Listening to music, beautiful music that's uplifting and positive, can be very healthy. Connecting with friends and just stopping and talk can be a really great thing that we can do. Most things that I do don't cost me any money at all. And yet they often give me the greatest pleasure of living right now. So find those things. Find those things which work for you. And make sure that they're in part of your life every day. Now there is a caveat here. Something that we all have to be careful with, to be aware of. There are things that we do that seem like they enrich our lives, that make our day special, but they're actually very harmful. I'll give an obvious example, and then we'll go to the more fine-tuning of it. Addictions. Everyone knows that, of course, drugs are very unhealthy for us. But there are people around the world that are addicted to drugs, and they're doing it because they want to have a good time. How we know something isn't good for us is the after effects. What do we feel like after we do it? Does it uplift us? Does it uplift the people around us? Or does it tear us down or hurt other people in the process of doing our activity? I think the thing that catches lots of people is the entertainment world. We watch TV shows, movies, listen to music that at the end of a long day can seem enjoyable, but they don't really add anything to our lives. They're making fun of people. They're cutting people down. They're showing images that are dark images to get planted in our head or put words in our mind that cut people down, that are harmful, that are cruel. Those, at the time, like drugs, may seem something that we enjoy doing, but we can kind of all tell that they're not good for us in the long run. So stay away from those things. You have to be the determining factor of what's good and not good for you. No one else can decide that for you. But look at how it affects you in the short and long term. Eating is another example. Eating food that can taste so good and so rich can later lead to gout. Gout is a disease which really hurts our extremities and is very painful, and it comes from eating too rich food. So finding foods that are healthy for us and eating them with pleasure is the best that we can do. I remember a study I once read many years ago about kids who were put in front of a fridge and could eat whatever they wanted to. And what the scientists found is they ate pretty well as long as one thing wasn't present. candy or sweets. When they didn't have those things, they ate pretty well. So if we're eating well, healthily, then we can find healthy foods to eat and really enjoy them. But if we're comparing them to super rich food, which isn't very good for us, or the main thing that we're eating throughout the day, then these healthy foods can taste not very good. So readjust yourself and find things that really do have a good effect at the moment and a good effect later. Now, the reverse can be true too. For example, if someone's a couch potato and they start walking outside, it may initially hurt. But again, I think a little bit of reasoning will tell us that stretching our bodies, getting outside, spending time in nature is good for us. There may be a slight adjustment period, but once we start doing things that are good for us, things that put a smile on our face and say, "This was a good day. I enjoyed today." Again, it's not that all day is going to be blissful. It's just that if this is the last day, if we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, which we don't ultimately, then what we can work towards is enjoying today, making sure that every day has beauty in it, has things that make it so that we look back on the day and say, "This was a good day." And if we do that day by day and stop putting things off till someday I'll, what we do is we string together a wonderful life. A wonderful life is created by a series of happy days. When they're strung together, we look back on our lives and say, "This was, is, and will be a beautiful life." It's in our hands. All we have to do is right now, today, decide on making it a good day, letting tomorrow worry about tomorrow, and focus in on how do I today, when I wake up in the morning, make sure there are pockets, there are moments in this day that are beautiful, that I really enjoy, that put a smile on my face, and maybe even on others around me. And if we do that, what we do is, instead of say, "Someday I'll live life," we live life now. And we find, we create the happiness we're looking for. It's very simple. All we have to do is do it today. And then the next day. And then the next day. Imagine it like this. We have a bow and arrow, and we have a target. The further we stay away from the target and we aim at it, the harder it is to hit. So, if we get right up to it and aim at the circle, which is happiness, we're going to hit it. And standing very close to the target is like today. I can make today full of happy moments. And I can stand within a foot or two of the target, and I'll hit that bullseye throughout the day. If we stand back 10 meters, 100 meters, 1,000 meters, the further we move back, the harder it is to hit that happiness target. But if we stand right up to it, we're going to hit it. We don't know what the future holds. We can aim towards it, but what will happen will happen. But each and every day, no matter what's happening, if we stand right next to it and say, "What can I do right now to put a smile on my face?" Then we have become the grand master of archery, the grand master of happiness, and we'll hit that target each and every time. Happiness is very easy to find as long as we look for it right here, right now. Let's focus on being happy today. That's a target we can all hit. And then tomorrow, when we get up, we'll do the same thing again. Happiness is something we can all have right now. Thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.